Hi, this is Ali Fenichito, Business Development Rep from Cinchi.
And this is James Fajardo, Content Manager at the Data Collaboration Alliance.
This is your Data Drop News for Friday, February 25th, 2022. Data transfers between the EU and United States by Facebook and Instagram could be halted as soon as May, but the move would not immediately hit other big tech companies, according to Ireland's data privacy regulator. Europe's highest court ruled in 2020 that an EU-US data transfer pact was invalid due to concerns that US government surveillance may not respect the privacy rights of EU citizens.
The Belgian Data Protection Authority has ruled that the transparency and consent framework most commonly used in Europe is illegal. The European Association of Digital Advertisers, IAB Europe, must pay a fine of €250,000 and will have 2 months to come up with changes to the current system. After that, the advertisers will get another 6 months to modify websites for compliance.
The Brazilian Congress has enacted an amendment to the Constitution that makes personal data protection a fundamental citizen right. The changes make personal data protection an unchangeable clause, meaning any changes to this theme will have to be aimed at expanding and protecting citizen rights. While robust passwords help you secure your valuable online accounts, hardware-based two-factor authentication takes that security to the next level. Under the amendment to Article 5 of the country's constitution, a new section has been added, noting the right to protection of personal data, including in digital media, is ensured under the terms of the law.
In Canada, the Premier of the province of Ontario has pledged legislation that would force businesses to tell their employees if they monitor them online, putting Ontario in position to become the first province in the country to protect workers' digital privacy. Labour Minister Monty McNaughton said he will propose amendments to the Employment Standards Act that will give employees a legal right to know if their company monitors their electronic devices, including computers, cell phones, and GPS systems.
In a newly published paper, researchers based at Tel Aviv University in Israel have detailed how they managed to extract cryptographic keys remotely. The keys to the Samsung Secure Kingdom bypass FIDO2 authentication and ultimately access highly sensitive data such as passwords. Over 100 million phones are potentially affected.
Apple has released the fourth beta of iOS 15.4 to developers. As promised by the company, the beta adds anti-stalking alerts to AirTags and other Find My accessories. This follows reports of multiple privacy concerns, mostly related to AirTag, as some people have been using the accessory to stalk and track others without consent. Apple has promised to add new security alerts in a future iOS update.
In its submission to the Australian Attorney General's review of national privacy laws, Facebook parent company Meta has opposed consumers' right to object to the collection, use, and disclosure of their data. The tech giant quoted a 2020 survey by the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner that found that 77% of respondents were supportive of having a right to object to certain data practices. For example, selling of personal information while still being able to access and use the service. In its submission, Google also rejected the discussion paper suggestion to expand the definition of sensitive data to location data, saying it depended on how identifiable the individual is and the degree to which the collection of location data would naturally be expected by the individual.
And now, PET News. The latest developments in privacy-enhancing technology. San Francisco-based SecureFrame, which offers a security compliance automation platform, has raised a $56 million Series B. According to PitchBook data, the company was valued at $88 million in March 2021. SecureFrame also announced that Salesforce veteran Seema Kumar has joined as Chief Operating Officer, and Evan Horibe as the Vice President of Sales. Kumar joined SecureFrame from New Relic, where she served as Chief Marketing Officer.
Anecdotes, a compliance operating system, has announced that it has raised $25 million in a Series A round to develop new applications for its compliance operating system platform, specifically tailored to fast-growing clients' needs. The funding news comes on the heels of its 175% increase in post-IPO commercial customers after raising $5 million in seed funding in February 2021.
Atlanta, Georgia-based TrustStamp has announced the launch of an end-to-end identity orchestration platform, which enables organizations to transform security, privacy, and usability data with a range of AI-powered technologies, including biometric, document verification, and data protection.
The Data Drop is a production of the Data Collaboration Alliance, a nonprofit advancing meaningful data ownership and inclusive innovation through open research and free skills training. To learn more about our partnerships, please visit datacollaboration.org.